Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi, sir. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling from the Opinion Research. And we are doing surveys on issues facing your area today. And I'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. We're not attempting to sell it anything. Would you like me to continue?
Sure.
Okay. This will take like around 5 minutes. All right. So before we begin, I need to know if you have reached you on the phone, and then also if you're on a safe place to talk.
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered to vote on Adges in New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. And in which county are you registered to vote?
Valencia.
Valencia. Perfect. Okay. And is anybody in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or any political party, or by any candidate or political office?
No.
Okay. All right, and what is your last grade that you completed in your school? High school, graduated from high school, some college?
Some college.
All right. And just for a statistical purpose, do you consider yourself Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. And do you think the upcoming November's elections for the President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and the other office, how likely would you say that you're going to be voting on the November election? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely at all?
Very likely.
Great. All right, and if the elections of the United States Congress were being held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democrat candidate for the district?
Republican.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I'm sorry, I disapprove.
Okay. All right. Changing topics, I would like to read you a list of names of different people in active politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know, please just tell me for I could continue moving. The first one will be Donald Trump. Strongly unfavorable, or any opinion?
Favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Yvette Harold?
Favorable.
And Gabe Vasquez?
Unfavorable.
Okay, perfect. So which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issues in deciding your vote in the United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two at the most, this is really important. The first ones will be taxes, education, healthcare, crimes and drugs, de-enrollment and climate change, national security and affairs, the economy and jobs, Social Security and Medicare, illegal immigration and border security. Which one would you choose? Or abortion?
Out of all of them?
Yes, out of all of them.
There'd be quite a few there.
Okay, you could pick two, one or two.
Well, the main thing is taxes.
Taxes?
And the economy.
The economy, okay. Sounds great.
The thing that you didn't mention, fuel, because fuel is the main concern.
Okay.
Price of fuel.
All right, perfect.
If
okay. Thinking again of the upcoming November's election, how interested are you in the elections for the President, U.S. Senate, and the U.S. Congress? and other options. Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, which 1 means that you have no interest in this election, and 10 means that you are extremely interested of this election.
10.
10, great. All right, as you may heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the president and endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for the president were held today, for who would he vote in the candidates? Were Donald Trump Republican or Kamala Harris Democrat? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Independent? Chase Oliver Libertarian? Or Jill Stein Green Party? Who would you choose? Who do you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Perfect. And if the elections of the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote between Yvette Herold, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat? Who would you vote?
Probably for Yvette Herold, but I can't vote for her.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements that you might heard, of course, of a political campaign. Out of that statement, makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez. All right, so the first one will be a crossing of the southern border roads of Gabe Vasquez caused what was happening in the southern border a, quote, non-existing threat. Now, migrants' crime is regaving New Mexico. Do you much more agree, somewhat or somewhat less, some much less, or no difference at all?
No comment on that one.
All right, perfect. Okay. And earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Somewhat more, much more, somewhat less, some much less, no difference at all?
No comment.
Okay. Perfect. Just 1 second. Gabe Vasquez has voted with Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their supplies that left us record high price and the worst borders crisis in American history. Much less, much more less.
Yeah, he screwed up there.
Okay. All right, perfect then. So let me ask you this. Now that you heard some information of the U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote? Yvette Herold, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
On the count of what Gabe Vasquez has supported with the Biden administration,
okay,
I would have to go with Yvette Herold.
Oh, Yvette Herold?
If okay. I could vote for her.
Yeah, right.
In my district, I can't vote for her.
Okay. Now, this is how you may feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or something else?
I don't care to say.
Okay. Perfect. All right. General speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal, or on most issues?
Probably conservative.
Okay. Conservative. Perfect. We're almost done, okay? And just for static purpose, what is your race? White, African-American, Asian?
I already answered you that question.
Okay. I'm sorry. So was one or both of your parents born in the country, or were they born in the United States?
United States.
Okay. Perfect. We're almost done, Rob. We're at 95. And when you watch television or stream programs at home, is that mostly in Spanish,
in English or equals in both?
English.
English? Okay. Perfect. Are you currently single, never married, unmarried, and living with your partner, married, separated, or divorced?
Single.
Okay. Perfect. Last question here. I understand that the on your vote is the privacy of the voting booth, but I want to assure you that this poll is being complete for research purpose only, that our responses given will remain strictly confidential. In order to help me do the best reach possible, would you now please reconsider and tell me how you vote? Who do you vote? Donald Trump, Republic? Joe Biden, Democrat?
It'll definitely be Donald Trump.
All right, perfect. So I do really
appreciate if they don't shoot him by that time.
Okay, I do really appreciate your time, sir.
Again.
I do really appreciate your time, and you have been so polite. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.